Is it a glamorous job or is it one of the worst jobs in the world? That of a flight attendant. A stewardess or steward. I guess nobody calls them stewards, right? They're just male flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another one like male nurse. We talked about that one yesterday. You got to tag male on the front of nurse. And I guess you have to tag male on the front of flight attendant. Yeah, he's a male flight attendant.
Yeah,
you
why
say
do you
that
have to
you
do
say
that?
Flight attendant. Like, we have a friend who's a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's
a
male, flight,
male
attendant.
Flight attendant. I think it's calling flight attendant.
I don't, but yeah, a lot of people do say male flight attendant. Because when you say flight attendant,
the default assumption
is woman.
Right. So there's this woman named Sarah Kegel. Oh, I like her exercises. She's a flight attendant. She has this blog. And on this blog, she details all the nasty behavior that she's seen from passengers.
I bet it's awful.
Gordon Keith.
On that blog, one flight attendant recalled a flight in which a woman boarded the plane and then pulled out both of her titaties and started pumping her breast into a bottle. And she did this. She kept them fully exposed. She didn't try to hide them at all. And she did this on takeoff and then cruising and the full flight. Basically, she was pumping her breast the whole time. Another flight, passengers called the flight attendant over, said something was dripping onto their heads from the overhead bin. She opens it up and found that a passenger's frozen breast milk had thawed and was leaking through the bag and dripping onto people's faces and heads. Human breast milk. Another... A passenger summons her over to ask for another blanket, saying that hers was wet, and when she looked at the blanket, she realized it was covered in mucus.
Oh.
Had been using it as a tissue to blow their nose in the whole flight.
Disgusting.
Nasty.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know, those pillows and blankets, do they wash those, or do they just fold them and put them back in the overhead?
I don't know, but I've never trusted those things.
Yeah, they just seem like they're... disease carriers. Another episode, she says a passenger in first class picked something off his bare feet and then ate it.
Oh my god.
Watching.
Why do people eat stuff off and out of their bodies?
Didn't think I'd hear that question.
I didn't think I'd hear that either.
Boogers.
Yeah. Okay, stop it.
Pretty glad you asked me that.
Who was the famous athlete that they caught him eating a booger? Remember he was on the bench or the sideline or something?
Wasn't Landry, was it?
No.
She says on another flight, a passenger sat down in the jump seat while waiting to go to the bathroom. You know, the jump seat's one where the flight attendant's supposed to sit. And when he got up, they realized that he had just urinated on the seat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
There was also a woman who used a ped egg to give herself a pedicure in the middle of the flight. And then
like eggs.
Calls the flight attendant over and tries to dump the foot shavings in the flight attendant's little trash bag. And the foot shavings.
Remember when people like used to dress up to fly on a plane and it's kind of a big deal?
Well, that passenger in first class picked something off his bare feet and ate it. That's first class. You expect that kind of crap in coach, right?
I told you about
the guy. That's where all the chicken cages are.
I told you about the guy in first class next to me who flossed his teeth, took off his shoes. They stunk.
It's first class. He's allowed to do all that stuff. There was also a first class passenger that hung his wet, smelly socks over the air vent to dry them.
Yeah, you got to dry them.
And passengers all the way back in coach complained about the smell.
Oh, my God. Holy.
Holy smug is about.
Holy shoot.
Buddhist Splice America.
Oh, Buddhist Splice America.
And then, of course, the worst thing for a flight attendant is the experience of the seat back pocket.
No telling what's in there.
She found a pair of bloodstained women's underwear.
Oh.
Ew, seriously. Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
In the seat back pocket. She also found a pair of soiled Depends adult diapers sitting on top of the toilet in the plane's lavatory. It sucks! No evidence that was Norm that did that. And a passenger used tissue to clean up after their vowel movement. And then place the tissue back in the tissue box. And the flight attendant discovered that mess when she stuck her hand in the dispenser to take a tissue.
La la. Yuck.
Why are people gross on planes? Why?
Because people are just gross.
Hey, is Rich in there?
Because they know at some point they're going to leave that plane, and so they can leave all their nastiness behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
They treat it like a rental car.
Rich, quick question. Is that computer working pretty well in there?
Mine is, yes.
What about that other one?
I've heard reports that it's not working very well.
All right, we have to talk about a major international incident that occurred up here at the ticket earlier today. Hit the breaking news, Expo. No, that's the right note. This was very early this morning. We received a report from a traffic chick who shall remain nameless. That there was a major international incident going on outside of our ticket studios. That there was yelling.
Rich.
Between co-workers. Like anger out the wazoo. And then we were shocked when she reported it was between Rich Phillips and Norman Adolph Hitchkiss. So you guys yelled at each other?
Uh-huh.
Was this computer-based in nature, this argument?
Yeah.
Okay, so, now tell us the scene in your words.
Okay, well,
we will give Norm equal time later on, but this is your version of events.
Well, first off, here in the newsroom, we've got the main computer I sit at all day, and one in the back of the studio that is an editing machine for our reporters after they cover games and practices.
So someone could edit tape while the guy's doing tickers.
Correct.
And that's its purpose. It's mainly to edit.
Now, that computer is certainly better than the computers that are provided in the prep lounge across the hall from here.
I know Norm's already caned them to death.
Right. So Norm comes in here every morning, first thing, and checks his email and prints off his gambling stuff and everything
else.
Dial-up.
Dial-up,
man. And,
God, that brings back bad memories.
Horrible.
Negotiating.
If anything ever is slow with that computer whatsoever, oh, damn, jeez. He starts, you know, swearing and complaining. And
it makes your blood pressure go up hearing him when he gets worked up about something.
Yes, and I'll be honest, too. I have a short fuse around here these days when people start complaining about things and saying, well, why don't you tell management to fix this? And I'm like, look, dude, we've tried. We've done it. You know what? We move on from it, which is just the way it is. So we move on. And boy, then he said, well, when this thing blanking starts back up, I'm going to come in here and fire off an email to Dan Bennett and Jeff Catlin and tell them how blanking ridiculous this thing is.
The daily Norm threat.
And I'd had it, and I said, you know what?
All these times are going while Norm's yelling at Rich.
I said, quit cussing at me about this. I'm not cussing at you. I was like, yes, you are. That computer is not for your personal email use. That's an editing computer. If it doesn't work for you, leave here and don't come back and use it anymore. And he had the door open at this point, and that's when Alexis went scurrying by. Yeah, she went scurrying by after that.
Well, Alexis has heard so much up here.
Yeah, let's not get into all the things she's heard. So you stood up to Norm.
Yes. I had a short fuse on that one, I'll admit, but you know what? I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear about it.
Why can't Norm
All the money he's made over the years, why can't he invest in a laptop?
I don't know. This is the weird thing about Norm. You know, we've had three notable Norm issues. One of them was the great headphone issue of 2009, or whenever that started.
It goes way back. Finally, I think he's got that rectified.
Yeah. But you know how he got it rectified?
Soroy takes care of it.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is what we always suggested.
The company used to have, there used to be some just community headphones that would be up here, and the talk show host would use those, and they would always break, and they'd be fried and frayed. And so a lot of people just started getting their own headphones. And then at some point, management announced, hey, everybody's responsible for their own headphones. Well, this set Norm off. And his argument is, which on the surface, it makes some sense. This is an audio medium. The company ought to provide us headphones. I get the argument, but it's just not worth fighting about. That's not the ditch that I want to die in. I'll just buy my own freaking headphones, you know?
It also makes sense not to share earworms with all of your coworkers and have your own set.
Health reasons, yeah.
It's got health reasons, and plus you get some headphones that you like. You don't have to go through the frustration every morning of trying to find a pair that works. It's just easier on you. It works out for them. Get your own headphones. Well, Norm fought it. 2 years he fought this.
Oh, maybe longer than that.
He thought he was doing everyone else a favor by leaving his headphones in the studio to share, and then he'd get mad when they'd be gone.
What
did you expect?
Somebody would misplace them, and he would come in here, and it was the same deal. Every morning during our show, we had to listen to him root through the filing cabinet in the studio. Damn it, where are the headphones? Who took my headphones out of here? Why can't anybody? And it just makes our blood pressure go up. We don't want to hear about it.
It was Dad getting home from work a little drinky, and we all were nervous as kids.
So he waited, and he would not buy his own headphones because he thought it was wrong. He was constitutionally against it. So finally, his producer, who doesn't make as much as Norm, had to go out and buy Norm headphones. So we had that issue. The other issue was the computers. He fights against these GD computers up here every single day.
Canes them, kicks them.
Kicks them, knocks them over.
Yells at them.
Dumped over a printer one time at the old studio.
Thanks for the internet.
And he gets so worked up. And it's not good for his health.
No.
But he goes through this aggravation all the time. The solution is easy. Buy your own frickin' computer. Plug it up. It'll work every time for you. You know exactly what's on it. You know how to use it.
The gambling websites won't be blocked.
Yeah, they won't be blocked. IT doesn't have a record of you gambling. But he won't do it. Because, once again, the station should provide computers that actually work. Okay, they don't. So get your own freaking computer.
I want him to keep going in and trying that one in Rich's room.
He yells about it every single day. The ones in the studio, the ones out in the prep room, the ones in...
I think he'd be lost if he didn't have that 10 minutes every day where he yells about stuff. I think he needs that.
He's just shaving years off his life. He's just got he's got a longevity rasp, and he's just shaving it down, just planing it down. And the other issue are the chairs. He was so pissed about the chairs in the old studio that they were crap.
He didn't like these either. He already caned a couple of these.
And about twice a month, he would take all the chairs and he would push them out into the hallway.
And label them as trash.
And label them basura.
In Spanish, no less.
Yeah, yes. I remember one time he had his intern go through the office and round up any chairs that had arms missing or anything else. And put them in the kitchen, and somebody came down the hall and asked me, who did that? And I was like, Norm did, and before they could stop it, they were gone.
Of course, had the intern do it, not
Norm. Right, right.
And management has to order somebody to put all the chairs back where they go.
Yeah, we didn't retrieve those that time. They got taken that morning.
Good Lord.
And Big Dan flipped his lid, and then when he found out who it was, I don't know what happened after that.
Sit in this chair sometime! Sit in this chair sometime!
And then the other thing Norm always does, based on all these issues, is he fires off these emails to management.
I hope really? We saved all these.
And I've worked here for 19 years. Just had our 19th anniversary. Mm-hmm. I've gone 19 years, and I've never fired off an angry email
at a boss?
To management. at a boss. And Norm sends out these huge negative blast of vitriol at least bi-monthly, probably weekly. There's something that he's bitching about, and he tells management that he is going to refuse to work here until they address some issue. Of course, he's on the air the next day at 10 a.m. He never makes good on that threat. But it was interesting that you got in a fight with Norm this morning.
Yep.
Did you guys ever make peace, or have you spoken since?
I haven't had words since.
Man wants no peace.
I cannot wait for crosstalk.
All right, Gordo.